Now, my next guest's only son, Jake, is in residential care in Greystones, but she's learned the news that her son could be moved 70 kilometres from home to Laois. There's a trek that she would have to make. It's Linda O'Kane. She's here, and she's going to tell us the story and how all this came about. You're very welcome, Linda. Thanks for coming out to us.
Thank you for letting me be here and
not at all.
My situation.
So, but tell us about your son Jake and the situation.
Jake is 18. He moved into residential care with Nua when he was 17. That was February 2018. So he's been there for nearly 18 months. Had some serious issues in the beginning regarding conduct of staff and safeguarding issues. So I've always been a mum who's been very proactive. And I'd say, to be honest, Nua Healthcare and the staff probably find me to be a pain in the bum. Because what I'm picking up on is that, I'm generalising now, but that a lot of people in care don't get too many visitors on a regular basis. And I'm not one of those parents. So I've always been heavily involved in Jake's care.
So Jake is 18. He's in Greystones in Nua Healthcare.
Yes.
Being looked after there.
Yes.
And he's autistic. Is that right?
He's autistic. He has a learning disability. And last year, Nua diagnosed him with ADHD also.
Right. So he's a handful, I'd say, is he?
He is. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
He can't control his behaviours. He has impulsive, challenging behaviours. That's the best way to describe him. He needs 24-hour care. He has a ratio of 2-to-1 staff. And now that he's turned 18, he needs to move to an adult house. And this discussion started back last November because we all knew it was coming down the tracks. And again, I tried to raise it in February about what was happening for future planning for Jake. And in May, the end of May this year, Nua Healthcare and the HSE brought me in, stuck a brochure under my nose and said, this is the house we have for Jake in Port Arlington. And I immediately said, that's too far away. Why Port Arlington? And I was told the houses are too expensive to buy in Dublin and this is the only option available. And when I asked, was there any other options? I was told no. When I asked who made the final decision, the HSE said something to me like, I think it's us, but we like to work in cooperation with the parents. Now, I went down to see the house in Port Arlington and with the HSE manager, and her first comment when she came into the house was, oh, I see what you mean by the remote location. It is not suitable for Jake because it's too far, the number of residents in the house and the layout. And it's currently not a house for people with autism. It's currently a house for other people with learning disabilities. And they're going to redesignate it as an autism house. I have concerns there as to whether the staff or not would have enough experience in autism. And I'm a single mum. I have to work. I'm going back to college to try and improve my own education so I can go back and help other people with disabilities. I can't sustain trips up and down to Port Arlington. But this is not about me. This is about Jake. And nobody has mentioned his emotional well-being, how he's going to feel about being moved down to Port Arlington. They're telling me he's an adult. Yes, he is, because he's 18. But he doesn't have the mental capacity of an adult. He needs support in all areas of his life, and he hasn't got the capacity to make decisions. I'm his voice. I'm his advocate. I'm his mum. And I'm saying here publicly that Port Arlington is not a suitable placement for my son. And the fact that Nua Healthcare are using, and the HSE are using, the excuse that there isn't any houses in Dublin. So we'll just shove them down to Port Arlington.
There mightn't be any houses in Dublin.
There may not be any houses in Dublin. But this discussion, as I say, started last November. And it's only in May of this year.
Have you heard of facilities in Dublin that could possibly be used?
This is where I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I have looked up some other service providers and there is wait lists. All of the service providers that I have been in contact with, the houses are outside of Dublin and there's a wait list.
Yeah.
But again, I'm going to get back to the point. This is about what's in the best interest of my son. And I am saying to Nua, I know my son, I raised him for 17 and a half years. I put him into residential care because I couldn't manage his challenging behaviour. I never signed a document to say I wasn't going to be his mum and I wasn't going to be heavily involved in his life. Nua Healthcare on various occasions have told me to take a step back. And in fact, on one occasion, patted me on the hand and said, now, Linda, stop all this, when I was querying some of the practices that were going on in the house.
But they're looking after him. And he is becoming 18, and the judgment is based on, you know, age rather than mental age. You know, so, I mean, if you were to take what you're saying further, Jake could be 50 and in a home with kids. Do you know what I mean? So they have to draw the line somewhere and say they move an 18-plus adult, even though you say, like says, still children stuff, to an adult care centre. The difficulty seems to be that they don't have a suitable one close by where you can actually go and see Jake ongoing.
Yeah, that is true, and that is the main difficulty. But again, I get back to the point, they're saying Jake is an adult. Nobody has asked Jake where he wants to move to or where he'd like to live. So you can't have it both ways. He either is an adult or he isn't an adult. And if he's an adult, he should be given choice. He has human rights. And HICWA are all about person-centred planning and about the person and looking after their wants and needs.
Have you talked to Jake about it himself?
No, Jake knows nothing.
Right. You're keeping that away from him at the moment.
Unfortunately, he's going to be hit with a double whammy because he's finishing school as well this year. And then he'll have to move house
so
as well.
It's huge disruption,
and we have to handle that very carefully. And at the moment, we have a calendar in his bedroom showing him the countdown to how school is finishing. Then we're going to have to introduce the move. And I'd just like to say that this is not a crusade against the people in the current house who are looking after my son. I thank them. I know he's safe. There have been huge problems in the past, but some of them have settled down. I'm not having a go at those people. They're looking after my son. I appreciate that and I'm very grateful to them. These decisions to move children around are made at management level and the HSE. I have a problem with why don't I have a say in where my adult son, who's a vulnerable adult, is going to live long term. I'm 51 years of age. I can't maintain visits to Jake down to Port Arlene. It's 100 kilometres or 160 kilometres round trip.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say to them, it's not suitable. Why was this planning not put in place 6 months ago? Why only in May are you presenting a brochure under my nose and saying this is where he's going? He's no other options. Where's his choice? He's a human being, he has rights. And I, as his mother, am advocating for those. This is wrong. I put Jake into care and I fought for his placement for 2 years only because I couldn't manage his challenging behaviour. And I'm grateful to Noah for that. But I am his mother, I am his advocate. He has limited communication. He doesn't have the capacity to make decisions. And the fact that there's no houses in Dublin, so my son suffers the consequences and gets removed to Port Arlington. I've had messages from people on Messenger and Facebook this morning who've had similar experiences to me, and their loved ones have been moved to the other part of the country, in one case from Galway to Kildare, with the same service provider. So what do we do as a family? Do I just lay down and die and then go to Port Arlington?
Are there any other options for you?
I have looked at other service providers, three or four of them. And to date, there doesn't seem to be. But there's a lot of service providers out there, and I would ask the HSE to go back and investigate and look at those. They've looked at the few that they're used to dealing with. There's a lot of service providers out there.
Do you feel there's anybody in the HSE on your side?
No. No. I am a pain in the bum. I'm telling you that.
Is there anybody in the HSE, do you think, on Jake's side?
I'm not being smart when I say this. It's their job. He's my son. The two don't marry. I have a huge emotional involvement. They don't. Now, that's not to say that they're not caring people. I'm not diminishing what they do. But there has to be negotiation. There has to be conversation. You can't just decide to send my son to Port Arlington and just expect that I'm going to accept that as his mother. Where is his emotional well-being looked after?
So, you know, where can you go from here on that?
I don't know. I'll have to seek legal advice. I'm asking, or take him home. It's a very scary prospect, but I love my boy, and I have to put my head on a pillow at night time knowing that my son is safe and he's being cared for and that I can go down and visit him. Like, for example, the current arrangement is I see Jake on a Monday and a Wednesday and he comes up to me on a Saturday. When I went to visit the house in Port Arlington, I asked about nightly phone calls and I was told immediately, no, no, you'll get a weekly report and that'll be it. I want to be involved in my son's life. I don't want a weekly report. I want to see him. I want to kiss and hug him. I want to spend quality time with him. I don't care if he sits on the sofa and listens to his iPad for 3 hours and never says one word to me. I want him to know I'm there. I'm in the room with you. I'm here. I'm your family. And I love you. And if he doesn't speak to me, that's fine. But he knows I'm there.
Is there anybody helping you with this?
I've got a lot of support on Facebook. I've emailed every politician, TD and senator. I've had groups who are trying to look into it and see where we go from here. I want to know if there are other families out there who are dealing with this. And what have they done? I want support from other people, and I want to be able to support other people. This is wrong on so many levels. You can't ship people other sides of the country because that's the only geographical location you have available. Nua Healthcare had told me that they were building a house in Blanchardstown or Meath area back 6 months ago, and that all fell through. I can't accept Port Arlington, that's the bottom line. I just can't. He's all I have. I'm all he has, which is more importantly. We lost 3 family members in the last 5 years. The 3 of them, both my parents and my sister in Canada, adored Jake. He felt the loss of them. Just because Jake doesn't have a voice doesn't mean he doesn't have emotions and he suffers loss. Do you not think he suffers the loss of living in residential care and wondering, why am I in here? Why am I not living at home with mummy? You know, it's fine to feed them, clothe them, put them to bed. They're human beings. They have autism, intellectual disabilities. They're human beings. They have rights and they have feelings. And this is where I'm coming from. I miss emotional support. Psychologically, what will happen to my son if he's moved that far away from me? You know, I feel I have no choice but to advocate for him.
But it's ongoing at the moment, is it? Or have you come against a brick wall or what?
I haven't heard from the HSE, the disability manager, apart from the 21st of June when she phoned me and told me that they were proceeding with Port Arlington. And that's the last I heard. And I don't want Jake to go to Port Arlington, so I suppose we have met a brick wall.
Thanks for coming in, Linda.
You're very
telling us the story.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Not at all. Okay, that's Linda O'Kane, whose son Jake is in Nua Healthcare in Greystones. Thanks very much indeed.